Welcome everybody to the Voice Chat Podcast, episode 35. My name is Mars from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Rod Lannenbetter.
I'm Alex's Alex's Corner.
Yeah.
And my name is John from Young Young Tales.
Woo! There you go. Welcome everybody. I just want to let everybody know that this episode is 1 week late. If you want to see it and hear it as early as possible, make sure to become a patron or channel member. And speaking of, shout out to the Patreon and channel members, especially Deke, Storyteller25, Gabriel, Iron Bat, and Anik Zahran. Thank you so much for your support. And we love you. We all love you. Except Laddie.
I'll give you high five. So,
okay. Yeah.
Shout out to the fan art here as well. This is beautiful. I love you, and I want to kiss you on your forehead. And we'll talk about our sponsor later. Woo! All right. Welcome to the podcast, Alex and John.
Thank you.
You're talking about how we can view it and listen to it. Can we taste the podcast? I have these Q&A written down. Do people want to taste podcast?
Mm-hmm. How excellent can we question?
How do we can no, get this in the future? Question.
Yeah. So I was talking about this with a sponsor, but they unfortunately said that you were just too stinky to eat, you know? Like, it's just a bit too stinky, right?
I haven't showered in 2 days. This is true.
Jesus.
I don't move from my seat. What do? I don't get worked up. I don't sweat. Right. I'm good.
I love that part sounded legit. I haven't showered in 2 days. And I was like, oh, okay, huh? Well, that sounds legit.
It is legit. But anyway.
Right.
It's not like I'm running around doing stuff. I sit in my room all day. What do you mean?
In your filth.
Isn't that more reason to shower? Like, so you don't get your workspace dirty and smelly? Like, what?
No?
I shower all the time.
I don't like to shower every day unless I go to the gym.
I shower once an hour every hour.
Whoa, you're
once
like
an hour.
You're like
every hour.
You must be like super super duper clean then. If
your skin must be
like
super dry.
Glad he doesn't even have skin.
Very dry. Very dry. Yeah.
Very clean, but very dry.
Yeah. You know how in that SpongeBob, that bald guy had a shiny head? That's Laddie. That's just Laddie.
You're trying to steal my gimmick?
Yep.
Bald.
Bald.
Good time. I do also want to kind of point out that we've got a lot more people listening to this now.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah. I heard you guys came from a little channel called The Amazing.
Gross.
Wow. Shout out.
The thing is, like, Rush, Laddie, and I planned for all three of us to make a video using audio from the Voice Chat podcast to kind of bring in new people to listen to the podcast series, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that everyone's here and listening. Unfortunately, that video is doing very poorly. it's like tanking. That's it's like the worst it's done. Yeah.
Give it a month. Maybe in a month it'll get you like a kajillion views like it did me.
Look, like, I am confident, like, because I think it's a funny story. I genuinely think it's, like, really funny.
Yeah, I thought it was done really well. You know?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never had my IRL friends message me saying, yo, that story was good, but they did it. And I was like, wow, that's, like, good. So I am confident that it will get the views that I'm kind of looking for. But, you know, nobody likes working on a month for a video and then it, like, flops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is just...
That's and it's like not even a flop.
Crushing.
If it was like 5 out of 10, you know, like it's doing okay but not great, I would be okay with it. When YouTube tells you now, it is doing the worst in the last 10 videos. I was like, okay, thanks YouTube.
Like how it notifies you, it's like, hey, your video is actually doing really well. It's like, oh, that's nice. And then your video is doing poorly.
They used to show
I didn't do anything.
They used to show like red markers. Now they just show yellow because they felt like people were getting too like crazy.
That's exactly it. A lot of people were getting demotivated, so they started removing the red markers.
Yeah, because the red is just so
red.
It's so negative.
Like it's like you're a failure. You suck at making videos.
Yeah. Especially with like animation. Like we post once a month, so when you post for the next week, it's like green, and it's like I love my life. I'm a millionaire, and then give it. The next 2-3 weeks after, it's like red.
Yeah.
And you just cry.
Yeah.
Cry about it.
I don't know. Like... Sorry.
What's up, John?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like, it just seems that Was it just me, or does it seem like the YouTube algorithm is behaving kind of weird?
Like, oh,
with every, you hear, all the time.
It's because it's YouTube has now implemented the new goal as to what they're looking for. Like, they've changed their algorithm one more time to. Yeah.
Once again, so they didn't tell us.
Well, they did actually. Like, to their credit, they did, and it's been working on for months, and they've made videos about it, but. Those videos only get 1,000 likes, and it's like 1,000 views, and it's
Are you talking about, like, Creator Inside?
Oh man, yeah, I guess I should check this out then, because I had no idea.
Yeah, so the change, so they used to now view and value watch time, so like the amount of time that you spend watching a video and their channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why longer videos did better, but not too long that people get bored and click off your videos, right? Yeah. You want to hit them in a sweet spot of like 6 to 12 minutes, where it's like, this is long enough that they'll spend to watch and watch more from that channel, you know? But what YouTube realized was that, like, this is the Creator Insider. Yeah, what YouTube realized was that sometimes people would either clickbait or do other practices like Jake Paul, where they make like the really exciting part, they sneak it in like minute 8 or 9. And so you'd have to watch the entire thing, and the viewers were in, like, essentially they were doing the exact same thing, like watching all the videos for a YouTube channel, but they were just unhappy about it. So YouTube now implemented this thing called satisfaction. Okay, so this is what they're now looking for, and the way they measure that is how quickly people get engaged with comments and likes, how quickly they watch a video, how watch time as well. As well as just general, like, comments. Like, they'll scan the comments for, like, oh, I love this, or this is great, you know? And I'm sure I've seen this. I'm not sure if you guys have seen this, but I was watching Alex. Actually, I was watching your video, Alex. And
which one?
Your newest one, I think.
Okay.
And
the Cisco girl one, obviously.
You're talking about Visco girl?
That's it. Why did I say Cisco?
Cisco.
Cisco disco, bro. Yeah. But like, I was watching it, and then at the very bottom, YouTube said, how would you rate this video out of 5? Have you guys gotten that?
I think, I give them 5 stars because I'm like, no, you will get
it. Yeah, and so that's literally what YouTube uses for satisfaction. So if people give you poor reviews and stuff, like, that's bad.
Okay, so if you were to talk to your fans, just like, hey guys, if you see this, give it a 5-star or else.
Also,
yeah.
Say that you love me under the comments, that you love me unconditionally.
Oh, yeah, you have to say positive.
The Creator Insider, that they talk about how complex it, like, the algorithm is to even determine satisfaction. Like, they really don't want people to game it, and it's like super, super complicated because they don't want people to kind of just game it like that. I don't know. Like, basically what I'm trying to say, John, is like, yes, they did change the algorithm recently, so you may not see the same results as you have in the past. Like, I had such a whiplash because literally 2 videos ago, with the choosing YouTube over medicine, that got on trending in USA and Australia, and that shocked me. You know what I mean? Like, I came from a 3-month hiatus and I got that, and then literally 2 videos after, it's bombing, you know what I mean? Like, whiplash. It's like, wow, I'm happy. Nope, never mind. I'm not happy.
That's the weird thing too, because like, you were talking about how you can be absent for like such a long period of time before uploading a video, right? But it's like, for a lot of people, or for some people, they can go like, I don't know, like 2-3 months with, like, same thing as you, like, without uploading. But when they do, it's like, it does super well, you know? And it's like, it's like as if YouTube doesn't really account for like the consistency factor.
Yeah. So it's basically what YouTube looks for is the quality and is the audience return still good? Then great, right?
Yeah,
Rebecca Parham is an example of 2-3 month break, but then a video drops and it's fantastic, you know? Captain Disillusion, iDubbbz, like, they can go missing and for ages, but they know, like, people, the audience knows that if they drop a video, it'll be good. You know what I mean? Like, it will be.
So, lesson learned, just keep your audience happy. Get them engaged.
I hope that's the same case for me, because I haven't uploaded in 6 months.
Rip in peace, Laddie.
I'll give you 5 stars, Laddie. for your hiatus.
My next video is going to be like 15 minutes long too. So,
oh my God,
so hope it does
on the
well.
Podcast?
That's going to be the next one. I'm like trying to take a new approach to the Laddie Explains thing, and I'm going to be explaining it with a person every episode. So this first one is like a test run. I explain Animal Crossing with my sister, and it's the funniest thing. I'm so excited. Editing it was so fun. And I'm like, I'm really excited to like get start storyboarding. And
that is
I
awesome.
I don't like it.
That's awesome. Yeah. As long as you're like excited and like it's fun for you, then it's just like, hey, this is totally worth it. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, Laddie, wait. I've got an idea for you. Rush, have you ever played Phoenix Wright?
I have not.
Laddie?
I never even watched Game Grumps play it because I'm like, oh, this is just a story-based game, isn't it?
Laddie.
I want to explain Phoenix Wright really bad,
Are you going to make me, like do like I did to you to Marvel, and you're going to make me cry at the end with something like, dramatic or something?
No, I'm just saying, like, Laddie explains Phoenix Wright to Rush, you know? Like,
that.
Like, who's this guy? Why does he have cool glasses? I love him. Why does he admit, it's the guy from Mystery Skulls. I know that guy.
I want to explain hospitals to you, Moz.
Because
it's going to be so bad, and you're going to hate it, and it's going to be so funny.
Oh, man. Yeah.
This is an IV bag in America to cost $200. It's great.
It's so great. An ambulance costs like another like $100.
No, stop. You're triggering me already. He's triggering.
So if you're bleeding to death, just get your aunt down the street to carry you. It'd be all right.
Yeah. I've got some videos like with this new format. I'm so excited. I
you
really
can do a lot
really
with it.
That's awesome.
You explain K-pop to Emily. Oh
my gosh.
They like to flood Twitter once in a while. It's great.
There's a guy in a band called Behind the Scenes, and in it there's and
look at all these handsome Korean men.
He has very tight pants. It's kind of hot.
What does BTS actually stand for?
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes is my favorite K-pop band.
There's one of them is apparently not a human and is a monster, but I don't know about that one. You know,
the boys try soccer.
I just reading the names. Nam Joan. Nam John, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. If you didn't pronounce it like that, that would be just a baby.
Jungkook. Jungkook.
No, no!
Alex, don't do that.
Jungle Book. I don't know.
Any army fans listening, it's like. So
I apologize.
Listen, we like, stand.
We don't speak like that here.
We don't speak like that K-pop. Here. I watched this one clip of somebody asking, like, a diehard K-pop stan, and they asked her, like, okay, if you had to pick the worst BTS member to kill, who would it be? And she's like, I can't kill any of them! She's, like, going off. She's like, no, I don't want to! You know? In one of my videos, I said Dance Machine was the worst, you know? And then I also, in that same video, I wrote, like, Moz found dead. The army found and killed Moz and threw him off of her. Scary, man. Wait, what's up? What's up, John?
I thought Dancing King was by Dancing Machine.
No, as in like Dance Machine is like the nickname for J-Hope.
I'm such an uneducated K-pop fan. Oh my goodness. I'm
deep into like only 3-4 groups.
Like really deep.
I'm like pretty deep into Twice, pretty deep into BTS.
True.
Very big. I'm into like the classic like Big Bang. I really liked Big Bang a lot.
Big Bang Theory. I love them.
No, Big Bang is like OG, dude. Like, oh, so good. I love Big Bang. Yeah, Sheldon's my favorite K-pop star.
Big Bang was like...
No!
Big Bang was like my junior high band that I was listening to.
Dude,
yeah.
It's like
good times.
Classic
good time.
Stuff with the Girls' Generation and Big Bang.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Girls' Generation!
Oh, no, stay!
Oh, that's the first. I didn't know they were K-pop when I first listened to them. I was like, oh, this is some Japanese pop, isn't it? No, like,
oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. Oh, we really do stan.
It was a very good time. Like, just like when you hear those songs for the first time and like the emotions that you go through.
The emotions that I feel now that I listen to twice is so similar. Like, some of their songs, like What Is Love and Feel Special, that gets me in my heart, though, man. Like, I remember I was talking to Alex, and Alex was like, yo, Feel Special, though? And I was like, dude, don't even get me started. That song's so good.
It's so good.
That reminds me of, like, all the times I send songs to, like, Alex about Dreamcatcher. And I think I sent you some too, as well, Moz. Mm-hmm. Like some Dreamcatcher stuff.
I remember, like back then,
What do you think about this guy or this group? What do you think about
back then? I wasn't like really deep into K-pop, and so whenever John used to message, like, "Yo, have you heard Dreamcatcher?" And I was like, "John, it got released like 2 minutes ago, man. Like I didn't even have What?
It's like you must like this.
Yeah, it's like what? The song is 3 minutes long. How did you even? What? Did you listen it to a double speed? What the?
I think that's how like a lot of K-pop fans are though. Where it's like
you have to like this.
It's like the feeling that you're tied up on a chair and then John just holds up a gun. It's like you must like this, John. Like. It's been released that like 2 minutes ago, bro.
Like, if you don't like this the same way I like it, then it just hurts me. And then I'm going to hurt you.
Ah! It's a John's Joker. God damn. Okay.
Step on me.
we live in a society, guys. No, but I was watching a video of this K-pop girl listening to Feel Special, and she was like sobbing, dude. She was sobbing. She's like, "Oh my god, I love them so much." Oh. And I was like, "Oh man, I don't ever love anything that much, you know."
Oh my god, it cured like the world and all that stuff.
I don't know, man. That's like an entire world that I avoided, but I can't stop myself because the music is so good, you know.
It is.
Yeah. That reminds me, like, Alex, one time we were talking about K-pop with, I think I was with Emily and Alyssa, and we were just talking about K-pop and, you know, whatever, and we, Sultan and I were in the chat, and we got onto the topic of Asian baby girl.
Okay.
I remember like, you know, somebody, I don't want to say who, may not be me, maybe me, I don't know, I don't remember, but
I think it was you.
No, Alex, what? Me? No.
We go way back. I remember who you were.
Yeah. Yeah, we go way back. But we brought up that you were an Asian baby girl.
I don't understand that.
No, so you know what's crazy? So
concept.
Sultan and I were just saying it casually, and we're like, "Yeah, Alex is like an Asian baby girl." And then Alyssa and Emily were like, "You know, are you guys okay? You know, is it like do you have beef with Alex?" I was like, "Wait, why would I have with Alex?" Yeah. Apparently, in like LA culture, Asian baby girl is like ABG is like a really bad thing. It's like an insult.
Wait,
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to think. I guess it kind of.
It's like a derogatory, like, because a lot of Asian baby girls are considered like fake because they just wear a lot of like fake cosmetics. Not that it's like bad or anything, but their personality is just very like, they just like to go to raves and just like be wild and all out there and all that sort of stuff.
That sounds awesome.
You know why Moz and Sultan described me as one? Because I just wore like mascara and they're like, "Whoa, she's Asian baby girl. Bro, she's wearing like eyeliner. She's Asian baby girl. Bro."
But then you would post these Insta, which was like glamored. All right.
All right, who's in the wrong here? Who knows? Conflicting now.
Once I really turn Asian baby girl,
Alex would be like, "Maz, guys, I'm not an AVG." And then you look at her Instagram, she's like, "Life is ultimately meaningless." And I just, it's something
dramatic pose.
Oh yeah, Rush, that's where it's from. I was like, wait, I just quoted something and I don't remember where. And
dude, I didn't know you were British. Yeah.
I forgot that that was from the song. Life is ultimately meaningless.
Yeah, but Emily, Alyssa, if you're listening to this, yeah, me and Maz and Sultan have beef. Like, no, like,
but he didn't
like medium rare, like, steak beef. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was recently talking to my partner manager, and like, I don't know, something she said made me reflect. Like, you, Sultan, and I, we toured around Australia. Like, that's insane.
It was just Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane.
And three of the biggest capital cities in Australia.
Yeah.
It was only the three. Literally name another capital city in Australia. Like, where
Perth,
else were you going?
Canberra.
And then, like, Perth is like... come on. We're not going to go to Tasmania. Get the hell out of here. Like, Perth is on the other side of Australia. We're not going to go there. And Canberra, no one ever goes there. Like, why go there if you can go to Sydney? Hobart, no one's going to go. Adelaide's the only answer I would have probably accepted, but... We went to the major cities, and we organized everything ourselves, including, like, transport, accommodation, everything. Like, I don't know.
You know what sucks about that?
It feels good, man. I don't know. It feels really good that we actually put on a show, and we did the show, and we got all people to come into it. Like, that's insane.
But really cool. But,
Maz. So, what did your partner manager, like, tell you then?
Wait, Rush, what are you saying?
I was going to say, you could have been doing it right now, but it was canceled.
Oh, actually, Alex, Salton and I were planning it like a completely nationwide nationwide tour.
War?
Oh, yeah, wow. War.
War? Wait, war?
Nationwide war.
Animators versus the Australians.
Yeah, three of you versus millions of them. I wish you luck.
Yeah. I thought you were Australian too. Yeah. But we got emus on our side, so you know, like
after the fires.
But yeah, we were definitely planning like a nationwide tour, but because of, you know, the pandemic, we weren't able to do that. Boo.
The Australian version of Scribble Showdown.
But VidCon is happening, and they invited me as a feature creator for VidCon Digital, which is like an online VidCon.
Oh, okay. So VidCon is doing something kind of like.
Yeah, but it's like I don't know how it's gonna work. So they got me to do like a 20-person kind of chat, like not even like a big discussion, just like a chat with 20 people for 45 minutes on Discord, and I'm like,
okay.
Yeah, I was like,
I thought, like I figured it was it's possible to do like VidCon kind of like just live stream like the Q&As or the. Or like just like creator chats and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know, but if it's Discord, how do you
hear me out? I don't know.
How about we just go to VR? Go to VR.
VR?
Yeah. During VidCon.
That actually would be really cool.
Yeah, you can even you don't have to have a VR machine, just hop on your computer and there you go.
At least that way it'll feel more real than just a Discord call.
Yeah. And I swear to God, if someone runs at me with water again, I'm gonna pee myself.
Wait, have you played Half-Life Alyx, Rush?
No, I have not.
No.
You should
do that.
I just
play Beat Saber.
No, everybody who has a VR machine has played Half-Life Alyx, and that's what the name is called, Alyx. I'm sorry about the confusion.
Oh. Half-Life?
It's called Half-Life Alyx, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody who's played it with a VR machine has said that it's one of the best games ever. Like, and Noah loves it. Noah absolutely loves that game, you know?
You're welcome, Noah.
Yeah. Wait, did you make the game, Alyx? Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was all me all this time. Yeah.
It's Half-Life Alyx's corner.
Yeah. What happened to the other half?
She must be really rich.
I sacrificed my other half a long time ago, laddie.
In a better
that's
place.
Why she's so short.
It's just Alyx wearing like the Gordon suit. I love that. No, but you should try it, Rush. I think it'll be good. All right, I'll give it a whirl. You gonna try your new equipment to match it on it or what? Did you get new VR equipment to match, like, to improve that one or what?
I still have the sensors that you're asking. I had like the one, the first Oculus, like, thingamabobs. I should probably upgrade.
I don't like. Should I get VR? Should we get VR? Convince us to get VR.
Did you? All right. Did you like at the VidCon? Did you enjoy playing it?
Yeah. I loved playing that red hot machine. Like the red.
Oh, super hot.
Super hot. Oh, dude, that was so good.
Did you try the robot shooting one?
No.
That one's a good. You have a shield, and you can like switch it from a sword and a gun. You can shoot robots and drag and whip them towards you. Like, it'll you
oh
grab
man,
a whip.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, that one's a fun. Like, it's like an arcade shooting game.
Nice.
I'm still playing Beat Saber.
No, oh, Beat Saber. I can play that forever. Like, there's so many songs that come out.
Dude, and it's like amazing exercise too, or it looks like really good cardio.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like,
and you can feel like a Jedi too. You know, just like
yeah.
And you're also like,
have you
make
seen
custom
those
songs?
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead. That's it.
Oh, no, it's like, have you seen those videos of like somebody has like a dual wielding Beat Saber and they're just like wielding it around and getting like perfect score?
Oh, that's so cool. No, I haven't.
I watch anime girls do that. Like 3D anime girls, they like green screen themselves and they have like leg like attachments to their VR machines. So when they pick up their legs, it's censored.
Oh,
oh cool.
Wow. I'm just always wondering like how much time. Does it take them to like be that good?
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
It amazes like, me. People are
like
crazy.
To get perfect scores and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten that good in like a game or skill? Like what's the best you've ever been at something?
SSX3.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's actually fair. Yeah. You're insane.
Maybe. Wow.
Like, if you can speedrun a game.
Yeah, I was about to say
Penguin?
That's not a game you get good at.
I love, I completed the pizza game in Club Penguin. That was, yeah.
A legend.
I've never completed a game that's on the computer. Like
what?
Those kinds of games, like Club Penguin or like the mini games on Neopets.
No,
I've never finished like any of those games.
What about like Balloon Tower Defense or something like that?
Ooh, I think I know that one, Balloon Tower.
I don't think I've ever
like
played that one.
When you have to like pop all the balloons before they get to your base.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Yeah, that was.
Sounds familiar.
I've gotten good at Just Dance because like, as a kid, my sister and I like the only form of entertainment we could find was just playing Just Dance all day. So like, I can just get like all the dance moves on it. Because, like, you kind of learn how the controls work with it. So it's just like, yeah. I'm kind of okay at that. It's fun.
Dance Central? Yeah.
Oh,
Dance
Central.
I've never played
I have 100%ed every song on Dance Central.
What? Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait, what? What? Wow.
In my head, I'm just imagining Moz dancing and just, like,
five stars every single song,
every
bro.
Single
five star everything.
All right, Moz, listen. Oh. Moz, I brought it to VidCon, the first VidCon, and we never played it.
That's true.
I brought my Kinect to Dance Central,
did
and no
I
one
played it.
No, yeah, maybe. I think you did one time, one song.
Yeah.
I
didn't understand it. I'm so used to Just Dance.
So good. I also brought Yu-Gi-Oh cards. No one played with me. I'm like,
dude,
all right.
I brought my cards too. What are you talking about?
No, you brought your cards last year. I bought the cards the year before.
Oh yeah,
you're
I was
like,
hey,
I brought
wait,
my cards.
I
didn't bring them this year because no one played with me last year.
Oh yeah, the first time I met you, I was like, wait, other people play this game too?
Yeah, man, my zombie deck will destroy you. Obviously, and your insects.
Oh,
I'll wish
oh,
you.
Oh please. Oh come on.
Ah please.
Listen,
my
John
insects will
defeat
insects,
you,
man.
Yogi boy.
John's like, he's got IRL scorpions and sea monkeys and.
Wait,
guns,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, true.
I wish I could be brave like that.
Moz didn't know what a sea monkey was. Did you know what?
I didn't know what a sea monkey or like what was the other one that the
triops.
Triops. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Those are like those.
I didn't know that.
Kid pets, man. Kid pets.
Dude,
like,
I didn't
just
even
throw
know.
Them in water.
I never had one.
All right, I'll get you some. I think
I also did not
here.
Know that a triops is what Kabutops is. Like, I didn't know that.
Wait, is it? I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, Triops is Kabutops.
Kabutops.
Wait.
When you drew the Triops, I was like, oh, he's drawing Kabutops. And I was like, oh,
Kabutops? You mean Kabutops? Kabutops.
Kabutops.
Is that how you pronounce the maybe. Pokemon? I don't.
I have no idea.
Kabutops.
Yes. Yeah, Kabutops.
Yeah, Kabutops.
Oh, that's how you pronounce
whatever.
It.
Kabutops.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
Wait.
I don't think so. Like, because.
No, dude. Like,
to me, they look more like.
What's Kabutops pre-evolution? Kabuto.
Kabuto.
Yeah.
Look at Kabuto. Like Kabuto and the Triops looks almost exactly the same.
But they don't have the tail thing.
Tilting.
I don't know, but you're making me rethink like my logic.
The Trapinch. What's the Trapinch Pokemon?
Trapinch is an antlion.
Yeah, I didn't even know that Trapinch was based on an antlion. I had no idea. No idea.
I'm looking up all of these things that I've never heard of.
Yeah, you know Voltorb is based off a Pokeball?
No.
Oh, what? Oh. Wait, no way. You gotta be kidding. That's not true.
Not true. I lied to you.
You know, Trapinch evolves into Vibrava, and like that's literally like the antlion evolving into the flying version. But then I don't know where the hell the dragon one comes from, man. What the heck?
The Chimera Ant, bro. The Chimera Ant.
How does
sea monkey work? Like, they're just in a container and you add water. Does the water just like, I can breathe?
So the way...
What the hell is that? What's that noise?
That's the way sea monkeys make, obviously.
Yeah, idiot.
It's like you throw, it's like kind of like those, like, you know, those foam things that you throw in water and then it like, inflates into like an animal. So I think it's kind of similar to the sea monkey's eggs. So like the eggs, they need water to activate, you know, because science.
Like, they just like without water, they're not dead. They're just kind of in on pause until they get water.
Yeah, that's probably so like dormant kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's kind of why they label them as like prehistoric, you know, because it's like they can be out of water for like, who knows how long, and then you just need to add water, and then it's fine.
That is so.
Good times when I took care of those things.
How do you take care of them? Do they have food?
Yeah, you just throw food in there and clean their water.
Like
what if you accidentally drink them?
You'd probably get sick. You'd probably get sick.
Dang. What the heck? Y'all like y'all be taking care of all these weird ass insects, and I'm like, I had a duck.
Yeah. You didn't take care of the duck. You killed the duck.
No, he took care of it out back.
No, I took care of it, Alex. Don't worry.
Oh no! Oh yeah. I see.
Hey, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Care of an infestation, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
He what it means is he gave it plenty of water.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I think he gave him too much water.
Water and sunlight.
How you guys feel about like your, because I know Alex and Laddie, you two are both animators, speaking about drowning in water and feeling like you're gonna die. How is animation called?
In my feelings, yeah.
Drowning in her feelings.
You good? Yeah. You good about animation college, Alex?
I'm good. I finished the semester, yeah.
When
I should be graduating next year. Next year. Because I'm doing part-time. Just part-time.
Cool.
Right. Dude, have you checked out the new hashtag trend that's happening? Animation paid me.
No.
What is this?
So if you go on Twitter, like hashtag animation paid me, there's like a new trend going on today where animators from all around different studios are sharing their wages and salaries so that you can make informed decision about what to ask for when it comes to a contract.
Oh shoot! That's nice. I'm gonna look this up.
That sounds very useful. Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any backlash or what's going on or?
No, it's good. It's like very helpful. Yeah. People are like $10 an hour, $17 an hour, and then they're $2,000 a week. you know, like for Netflix.
That's,
you know,
cool.
Wow.
It sounds cool, but, and then somebody wrote like, yo, $2,000 a week, that's crazy. And then the reply was, but dude, they have to pay LA rent. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. They have to live in LA. And
where rent is more than $2,000 usually. Probably.
I'm not looking forward to that. I wish, like, I could go to a different place that where animation is, like, prominent. Because LA is easy sometimes. Like, the rents and stuff.
I know, yeah, man. That's why I don't get it, especially for animation. Like, y'all can just stay home if you have a tablet and can work home.
But it's fancy to have a studio.
And like, together all of my and, like, in person. That sounds fun.
I know, it does sound fun. And like my friend Kevin from SMG4, he made an animation studio in Australia. And he swears by it. He's like, dude, if you can afford one and afford to move everyone in a studio, do it right now. And I was like, is it that good? Is it that efficient? And like, I don't want to spill too much, like, work tea. But James also had people triple in efficiency when they were working in a studio together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I think that does make sense though, because it's like you're within a space filled with, like, surrounded by other creative people. You know,
for sure. Just, like... In college, like, I am way more productive because we have like animation labs, and we're all just like in a room together animating. And it's like, it's so, it makes me feel so good. And I missed it.
Yeah, because like, you're at home.
So much more work done than just doing things by myself at home.
Yeah, at home you're just like, so many distractions.
I barely did anything during my tutorials.
So many distractions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's like, it's to do with how you set up your work environment. Like, I'm very, very conscious about not eating and not spending my leisurely time in my work office. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I have like certain lighting to indicate, like, when it's blue, it's like, this is work mode. And like, my eyes are trained to kind of like work when it's that kind of lighting. And I have like,
that's
a diffuser
such a
to
fancy...
make it a certain scent. Yeah, like,
oh, wow.
I really try.
It's a fancy way
best.
To just like work. Mm-hmm. Like, and I have a robot like... vacuum telling me, like, work. Okay, I'm gonna.
Yeah,
go work.
Oh my god. Your Roomba is your boss.
Yeah. So your lighting is your
boss.
It just
comes into your room and it's just like, hey, get back to work.
Yeah.
Not eat here if I can avoid it. Like, sometimes I do, like, I used to play Overwatch a lot, and then that was my... But what happened was that when I got to work, I always had the urge to play Overwatch instead, and I was like, this is bad and unhealthy. So I just stopped playing Overwatch. That was literally my thing.
Yeah. I haven't played in a while either.
Yeah. And so that's why, like, nowadays I've been really... productive because of it, you know.
That's good. Mm.
Yeah. It's about setting up your mindset to work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
like, what's the difference between you being in that animation off like kind of studio slash work environment than your own work environment? The difference is that your mindset is, A, this is a work environment because people have focus and I need to focus, versus this is home and I can relax, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly
it. Some knowledge. That is some knowledge.
Right, and so I set this one room only as this is my work office. If I'm here, I work, you know? And
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I adhere to it as much as I can. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm also way more like productive when I'm just like seeing other people working on their stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's like motivation, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also it's like, you can be like, hey, can I get some feedback on this? And like, they'll be like, oh yeah, sure, I'll take a little break. Like, it's so good. I love just like interacting and like looking.
Yeah,
because
you can like feed off of each other's ideas right
there. Your university life sounds so like happy.
I love it so much.
that makes me miss my school days, kind of.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss it when I graduate. I love like looking over and being like, oh, what are you working on? That looks so good. And they're like, oh yay, thanks. This is this thing. And I'm like, oh, it's so cool. I love it.
I like to just work by myself. I barely do anything.
And be a loner, Alec.
Tutorial. Okay. Yeah, it's just like whenever I'm at like my tutorial classes, I just hear like screams like, oh my god, I watched this show. I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to work. This is why.
Like, no one cares about you, only my thing.
Well, like, everyone cares. I just kind of don't like to be in that sort of environment. I can go to the library and like work as well, and I feel productive. So I get what you mean by just seeing other people work and concentrate. Yeah.
That's the craziest thing. Like, I don't wanna. Yeah. Actually, Rush. You know what? Let's do that first. I just want to give a quick thanks for the reminder. I was gonna forget. I want to give a quick thanks to Audible for giving us a little bit of that sponsorship goody money. You know. If you go head on over to audibletrial.com/voicechatpodcast and sign up, you not only get a free Audible book, but you also support us. And if you want to support us, that's a really quick, easy way to do so. All right. So head on over to audibletrial.com/voicechatpodcast to get a free book, 30-day membership free, and help us out.
Yay. Yeah. Yay. You get a free book. Exactly. Listening to stuff to help you focus.
Yeah.
Another benefit. Thank you.
And to bring it right back down, are you guys worried about finding jobs after you guys graduate?
Absolutely.
No, not me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's so much competition. Because think about it. Like, you're up against not only everyone who just graduated, but everyone who also has, like, already so many years of experience. And, like, so many different people. And it's like, you have to have, like, connections already. You have to have, like, mm-hmm. really good mm-hmm. experience. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know.
You can't just move down there. You can't be like, yeah, I live in the area. Just hire me whenever.
Like, if you don't live in LA already, that's already you're at a disadvantage. And it's
But you need a job to live there, but you don't have a job.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And there's so many people that I know would be more capable at doing the job than I can. So I'm just like, I just got to get, I guess, connections and just hope for the best and keep doing YouTube. Because, oof, that's going to be tough.
That's going to be, I wish you guys luck.
Especially now that I can't get those internships, because my goal was to get some internships this year, and I applied to all of them, but then the pandemic, and I can't, I graduate next year, so I can't be a graduate and, like, do internships, because most intern programs want, like, undergrads, and I'm like, oh, that's stinky, so, ah, man.
I think we know someone that got a job, and they didn't get, like, they didn't have college, like,
yeah, well, you can be, like, either really good or just, like, have experience already. But, yeah.
You got this, guys. Just keep working at it.
It's, like, America's even scared. Because at least in Australia, like, we've had, like, there's not enough creators and media made by Australians. So, like, the Australian government actively looks out for creators and tries to get them to apply for programs and scholarships
so awesome.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really so cool.
Like, literally, that's what happened to me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, come over, Laddie.
Don't join the dark side. Sure, don't do it.
I'm sure in America, it's just like there's so many people. There's just so
America right now is just.
Oh, we are so many people unemployed right now. There's like millions and millions
unemployed.
I have some friends who've graduated already and they can't find jobs. And I'm just like,
yes.
It's a crazy thing,
Laddie. I know you're like a little bit worried, Laddie, but I feel like you have the heads up, you know?
You had the advantage.
Because as a complete amateur, when I was hiring people, what gave people the heads up was experience. That was it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If they could show me that they have done things, that was better than I have gone to Harvard Uni for animation. It's like, well, I don't know how good you are. All I know is that you paid money to go to college, you know? Like, that's all. So the fact that you have a channel and you have amassed a fan base and that, you know, you're very successful in that regard is really, really good. It's like actually very good, and it puts you at a good standing.
Yeah, it's like that's your portfolio already that you can just show somebody.
And then wait until you're like 24 and then a YouTuber will hire you. Don't worry.
Do you think the other ones that will hire me?
No.
Well, thanks, guys.
But, like,
I appreciate
but you want to be like a storyboarder, right?
Yeah, I want to be like I want to work in like an actual like studio, like and have that like studio in person experience, like you know.
Oh.
And so eventually, I want to start as a storyboard artist. Like this is all idealistic stuff. I want to start as a storyboard artist, and then eventually like be able to pitch my own idea for my show. because I've been working on an idea since I was 17, and it's getting there. But
nice.
Yeah, I just want to be like working with a group of people to make a cartoon. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, like being part of a team instead of like doing everything yourself.
I love that so much. It's cool.
We stan. We support you.
That's a struggle of animators.
Nah, don't.
Yeah.
I get you. I know. Life is like, I feel like with everybody doing YouTube, like especially Alex, you and Laddie, like you two are in the college and you guys are have reason to worry, but both of y'all have really strong portfolios, man. Like,
I'm not worried. Because like, I'm not worrying.
Yeah, Alex, you.
That is Alex just is like, some confidence, man.
Heck
yeah, Alex is like, I got this.
You go, girl.
But it's like, because when I was applying for these grants, you have to like give them an actual budget for like what you're gonna do and what your team does, and so I kind of had to think about everything in a very business minded way. And that's when I kind of realized that, you know, Alex Sultan and I going around and touring in Australia, that's insane. Like saying to a studio that, oh, not only did we do all the marketing, all the promotion, all the ticketing, all the venues, all the transport, everything. We did every single aspect on a show.
Yeah.
Did it successfully.
No one helped us.
Yeah.
So awesome. That looked beautiful on like a resume.
Oh, Alex, you better put that shit
event
on your resume.
Event organizer.
Yeah,
marketer.
Event organizer. I'm serious. Like,
so
event
good.
Organizer, like, marketing manager, like, all of that. You can put that in, all right?
Yeah.
And with YouTube, you are the storyboard artist, the audio engineer, the cleanup artist, the animator. Like, you are the director, right? You do everything.
And the
right?
voice actor, too.
And the voice actor, yeah. So I was looking at like when you apply for a grant, you have to pay every single role. And when I was writing down all the roles I was doing, I was like, I have voice actor, animator, background artist, director, as cleanup artist. And I was like, wow, I do all of this. And then the total came out to like I should be paying myself like something $100 per hour. I was like, what the fuck? You know, like
wow.
If only.
If only, right?
If only.
YouTube's like, here's like 10 cents. How's that per hour?
Thank you, sir, YouTube.
Thank you, Mr. YouTube. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
That 10 cents really getting me by.
Nah, but like, that's just what it is. And it is a little bit about like weird connections and who you know. Like, I think Rush can definitely say it's definitely who you know. Like,
yeah.
Alice and Ed got hired because of your Alice got hired because of your recommendation.
Correct. You know?
Yeah.
And the editors that James used, a few of them were because you said, "Hey, I know these editors." You know.
This is true.
And your new editor is the one that I like. You know what I mean? Like everybody is connected by word of mouth. It's so insane.
Wow, Rush, you're a sugar daddy, huh? feeding all these artists. And
did you just call Rush daddy? Whoa, Alex.
Ooh. That's weird. Get away from me.
Ooh. Rush, when are you going to give me a job? Come on.
Well, I did hire you for thumbnails, remember?
Oh, I guess so.
Oh, wow.
Dang, Rush really is a sugar daddy. What the heck?
I take all the money I earn from YouTube and I invest it back into YouTube. Like, for my second channel. My second channel is in debt, but it's for the greater cause, for the greater.
Yeah, but it's growing, though. I see it. Like, there was a few instances where it got on my YouTube homepage, and I was like, oh, what the heck? Here we go.
Yeah. Anyway, I just like reinvesting myself. Everything I do for James pays bills and food and everything YouTube makes. And Patreon just goes straight back.
I think Rush, you should do the same thing you're doing for the voice chat podcast into your gaming channel.
What's that podcast into your game channel mean?
Like, you know how you're making a video where you're combining the podcast audio with your animation, so that not only does your Rushlight Invader channel like it, people in the voice chat podcast they'll go to it and subscribe to that. You should do that with your gaming channel, where instead of animating your gaming moments, you should animate like
funny,
you know, maybe. Animate like a story or moments from gaming that you really liked, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would be a really good way of giving attention to it.
Heck yeah.
Animating from gaming is just, that's just fun in general. in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Because it's like it's a form of life story, you know? Yeah. Except now it's like you can be more creative with like how you portray the video game through your character and stuff.
Yeah, and how about you're thinking as you go throughout the journey?
I gotcha. Nah, like I feel like that's one way that you could kind of link the channels together. I don't know.
I was thinking about animating something like that. There's a this little side project I'm doing where it's like a half story time, half like video essay thing.
Well, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I don't want to hype it up too much. People are
okay,
be like,
okay.
Go off.
No.
Oh, all right then.
It's just a little side project I've been trying to figure out, and I think I figured out the perfect script and the formula for it.
Heck yeah.
We'll see. Any other side project you guys have got going on? Mars?
Nope.
Not at all.
Not at all. No. I have always been meaning to start a commentary channel, right?
Like, what do you mean by commentary? Like Nikki Jakey or more like Cody Ko? Or
no, definitely, like definitely in the same vein as Danny Gonzalez, Cody Ko, Drew Gooden, right?
Mm-hmm. Greg's.
I feel like personally, I feel like Drew Gooden and Danny are really good, but their videos do feel kind of scripted. It doesn't feel very natural reaction-ish. Whereas Cody and Noel's are very improv and very natural.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of do a mix of both, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's like improv-y, but also script. I have some skits scripted. And I was asking, like, you know, what can I do to make myself stand out? And what I might do is that when I'm explaining the context, I might have animated visuals to kind of paint the context a little bit.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And so that way the thumbnails can be a little bit cartoony in the animation sense, right? So
yeah,
I don't know. It's like a very weird, silly idea that I'm hoping works out.
Yeah.
Do you already have like a topic for your first video?
I've already filmed my first video today. Yeah. So.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, it's in the editing phase, and you're gonna see it in 2 weeks. Actually, when this episode comes out, it should be out.
Wouldn't like commentary stuff be more like more topical and like it'll vanish within a week or so?
No, but the thing is, with Drew, Cody, like they have evergreen commentary. You can watch That's Cringe now, and it's still as good as when it came out. Yeah. You know, like I showed Alex Cody Ko, like That's Cringe
it's
is so good.
So good.
Yeah, and same thing with Drew and Danny. They make fun of bad movies that don't need any timing. You know, some of them are not evergreen. Like when he talks about Lily Singh's show and stuff like that. Like I get it, but most of the time I want to hit that evergreened commentary, which I kind of want to do. And I've made the channel, and it's called What's Maz, YouTube.com/What's Maz, and It's got, actually, let me just say how many subscribers. So I asked people to go and check it out and subscribe for my very first video. And it's got like almost 10,000 subscribers without any videos.
That was easy.
Yeah. And I remember.
Don't upload anything.
Dude, I remember to get 10,000 in The Amazing, it took like 4 months.
Oh, man.
And I'm like rocketing past. Yeah, and so I tweeted out, like, yo, thanks for 5,000 subs, everybody. I'm really glad people like the stuff that I'm putting out. Expect the same style of content in the future.
This channel has no content.
Yeah.
With your 100 subscriber special. With your 1,000 subscriber special.
I know.
You owe me so many.
That'd be so funny. I'm actually, like, really, really looking forward to making videos on it.
It'd be fun. I'm excited.
If you guys have any ideas that you think would be fun to do, just chuck them my way. You know, that'd be fun.
A collab, and we talk about Undercover Brother, the greatest movie you never watch.
I don't. Okay. All right.
Wait, you haven't seen it? Didn't we all watch it at
Vidcon? No. That's just the title.
No. I didn't want to say this.
Sleep.
I didn't want to admit this.
Oh.
But as soon as Undercover Brother started, I fell asleep.
You didn't watch the greatest movie. It's the greatest movie.
No, I I totally fell asleep. I didn't want to say it. I felt so bad.
I have
so
good
bad.
News. Netflix recently released Undercover Brother 2.
I haven't about watched hipsters. The first one.
Yeah.
Is the first
I've
one?
The first one.
Nah, I have it on DVD.
Why would they put the second one and not the first one?
I don't know. I don't have Netflix, but Nunu told me. He's like, hey, they have Undercover Brother 2. I'm like, and they're like, I never watched it yet. Oh, well, one of these days.
Save it for VidCon.
Yeah, everyone, VidCon. Have a long movie theater.
Marathon.
If VidCon did happen in November or something, would you guys go to it?
Yep.
I don't know. I'd be at university, so I'd try? I don't know. Probably not.
Like U.S., Moss? Like U.S.?
Yeah, yeah, U.S.
Would you go?
I probably will.
Okay.
All right, so about sausages and wieners, am I right?
No.
We're going to VidCon if it was in November.
Yeah, so VidCon November.
Wait, hold on. I got the link. Alex, no, but if I was to go, I'd definitely go with you and Sultan if that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like if I was going to go, I'd want to go with friends. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when we decided to not go to VidCon US this year because of the virus, I remember all three of us had a discussion like, hey, are we going to go? Like, it was like
a
family trip.
Also, our tour as well. So if hypothetically, like, we're going, we might as well just do the tour prior. Maybe. Just maybe.
Yeah. I gotcha. I'm keen, like, but VidCon's probably not gonna happen, let's be honest.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it's not.
But hear me out. What if we just all hang out at Halloween time? Huh?
That's $5,000, right?
Yeah, we can't just casually hang out, man. Like,
but I mean, you would have spent that money earlier for VidCon, you know.
But you would make children's days though.
But what I also go for is not only, like, I obviously want to go for friends and I would love to go to America for a reason to go, obviously. Yeah. But it is, like, for us as Australians, it's, like, 18 hours to just go there, you know? It's so tiring. Yeah. And and the money that we spend, like, it's more so to kind of go out and to do to the beach and go to bowling and all them stuff. And as well as, for me, a big thing is socializing. I love meeting new YouTubers and new people, and you know, like, it's like, I get it, you know, I love my friends, but would I be willing to drop $5,000 and potentially a month of time to visit my friends? I don't know, man.
That's true.
Like, to make a video for me, the cost is like $2,500 approximately. So 5,000 is two videos that may not be made, you know, like.
Yeah.
You might get hives.
Did you see Jaden's video of it?
Yeah, I love that video. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think I've only had hives probably, like, once.
In this community, she's probably got the highest engagement rate. Like, everybody who watches Jaden loves her, you know, like,
dude. Yeah, her videos have been like super inspirational for me, actually.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, my absolute favorite from hers is the Pokemon Nuzlocke.
That's great.
That was just amazing. Yeah. Like, it was long, but I was super engaged throughout the whole thing. And it was just like, oh my gosh. And that's actually kind of what inspired me to do that League of Legends video. Because it's like, I want to make a video about me being in a game. That could be fun.
Yeah. And that video popped off.
Yeah.
Did not expect. I'm like, what?
That is true. Yeah, it's, people were like, "Oh, this is unexpected. Did not know you played League." Yeah, you're right. I did not expect I'd play League, but I did.
Nice. Would you guys if VidCon was next year? Would you guys be able to go? Because I know Maz, you're gonna be like hospital.
I'm a no.
He's gonna be in the hospital.
Yeah, you're gonna be in the
like as a patient.
The duck's coming back for revenge.
It's like the reverse.
Yes. I don't know, like, who would even go next year? Like,
I would.
Yeah?
Probably. I'd probably still go. I mean, because it's close by, so.
Yeah. It's just going to be really different, I feel like.
I think a lot of things are just going to be different.
Yeah, this year would have been the last year of, like, a normal VidCon, I feel like. Because, I don't know.
I'm not complaining, but I think 2020 is like just like a brief pause year that we're just gonna like work on our videos, just focus on ourselves. I just kind of like that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's why I've like been really pushing for other like voice chat podcasts got set straight. Yeah. My entire YouTube channel's like the reason I had a hiatus from January to April was because I was setting up the entire framework to, you know, fix my own channel up. And just, you know, like this entire year is how do I fix my stuff so I can keep going when next year hits me like a brick, you know?
Yeah. Mm. That's smart.
It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. I like it.
That's good. He's cool.
Yeah. We stand.
Yeah, but Laddie, over time people will slowly disappear from VidCon. It's okay. What life is all about.
I'm already gonna I'm just gonna be all cheesy and be like, if Moz doesn't go, it's gonna be so different.
Really? How why?
You like keep us together, Moz. You're like
all the events were coordinated by you, man.
That's so wholesome, Laddie. Oh my goodness.
It's also like you're like the boy. You're like who I started YouTube with, and then like all the OG. But you won't be there, and it's gonna be so different. It's just I don't like it as much. I'm not trying to be all gross or whatever.
So sweet, disgusting. Yeah,
actually, so like what?
Get this off my podcast.
Get this wholesome stuff off my podcast, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We don't got time for this wholesome stuff.
Yeah.
No, we don't have. You know what? You know what? We don't have time for this. All right, we're going to end the podcast right now.
All right, bye, guys.
No, I do appreciate it a lot, Laddie. Thank you so much.
Yeah. What about me, Laddie? What about me? What if I don't come?
The hesitation speaks.
You don't have the Waluigi bond between Moz and Laddie
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, let's wrap up the podcast. I just want to say thank you so much, John and Alex, for hopping on to the podcast. It's been a wild ride.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It was amazing.
Yeah.
How are you? No, it was amazing. More like.
Before we wrap up, I just want to thank all of our patrons once more, and I want to say head on over to audibletrial.com/voicechatpodcast to support us and get free audible book and a month free. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
And logging off now.